Thank you for joining this worship service of St. Andrew Lutheran Church as recorded at 8 p.m. on Christmas Eve, December 24, 2018, for the Nativity of our Lord. The Old Testament reading is Isaiah chapter 9 verses 2 through 7. The New Testament reading is Titus chapter 2 verses 11 through 14. The Gospel is Luke chapter 2 verses 1 through 20. Presiding and preaching is Pastor Gary Brandenburg. Assisting with worship is Pastor Jen Collins.
Gathered with tonight. We pray God's blessings upon you as we celebrate God's message of love for the world. You may see a new face tonight. Pastor Gary Brandenburg is our preacher at this service. He is our interim pastor in this season here of transition at St. Andrew. Tonight we will be sharing in Holy Communion, and at St. Andrew we practice an open table, which means if you desire communion, you are welcome to partake of it. You'll notice some round wafers in the plates tonight that are looking maybe perhaps unfamiliar to you as well. And those were given as a gift to us from our sister congregation in Zeerust, South Africa, whom we remember in prayer as well. When the ushers lead you forward for communion, you'll be invited to take a piece of bread and dip it into the wine, receiving both elements at once. There will be gluten-free and grape juice available near the Advent wreath. If you would prefer a blessing, simply come forward with your arms across your chest and we will bless you. If you find it difficult to come forward for communion and would like to receive it in place, please indicate that to an usher who will direct someone to serve it to you. Tonight we are lucky to have the support of the Marathon County Sheriff's Office, so perhaps you saw some traffic flow signs out there. You'll notice that they'll direct you north on Partridge and take you through the neighborhood just to make that left turn a little bit more safe on North Mountain Road. But as always, use your best judgment. May God bless you and bless this gathering. And now we prepare our hearts and our minds for worship with the Bell Choir. We stand and sing our gathering song, O Come All Ye Faithful. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence, and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Reading from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors, for all the garments rolled in blood, shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
second reading is a reading from Titus. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age, to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own, who are zealous for good deeds. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration. It was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherd returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Tonight I would like to join with Mary and do a little treasuring and pondering in the heart. As I read about Joseph and Mary going to Bethlehem. Pardon? Am I in the wrong place? Okay.
Thank you.
you, choir, and I apologize for jumping the gun a little bit there. As I was reading the gospel, kind of got in the spirit of it and just went right into my sermon. But this is a great congregation, forgiving, caring people, and I appreciate that. As I was beginning my sermon, I mentioned that today I would like to honor Mary and Joseph and use Mary's treasuring and pondering in her heart as a beginning for the words I would like to share with you. Joseph and Mary had to go to Bethlehem because that was their hometown. And I kind of feel like that's true in my case too, because I live in South Carolina. My name is Gary Brandenburg. I'm the interim pastor here. I've been here since the first part of November. But my origin, my Bethlehem, is Merrill. I was born in Merrill, Wisconsin in 1948. My mother and dad and my brother, we lived at 719 North 9th Avenue in Wausau. I went to grand school. I graduated from John Muir, and then I went to Wausau High School, graduated from there, and then took off. And now I come back. And as I treasure and ponder in my heart places in this community, I can't help but think of Jesus and how faith is formed in our lives. It's an awesome thing to think that Mary and Joseph, whom we honor tonight, Mary, the Mother of God, was chosen. That home was to be the place where Jesus would be raised. His faith would be formed by the power of the Holy Spirit through a personal, trusted relationship with Mary and Joseph and others in his home, in his community. That was true of me. I trust that's true for you. As I look out, I see all these families. And what's really interesting is there's some little babies here. And just like Jesus, born, grew, gave his life for us, and in a few moments we'll hear the words, "This is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you." That's Jesus, who lived in a family just like we live in, who encountered community just like we encounter it. And he is with us, and we have the opportunity in our families through our rituals and traditions, like gathering tonight. I guess I'm just totally overwhelmed by this congregation. We started, what, at 4 o'clock? This place was full. And at 6 o'clock, it is full. And at 8 o'clock, it is full of people who represent the presence of Jesus Christ and express that through a ritual and a tradition of Christmas Eve services. May that continue in the life of this church. And may it grow. May it become more than it now is. As I hear the choir, it's hard to believe it can get much better. But I think it can. And I think as this congregation opens itself up and continues to form through the power of the Holy Spirit, personal and trusted relationships that often takes place in the home, but they take place here too. And the power of Jesus Christ's presence is here. Tonight we join with the shepherds and we come to worship. We join with the angels as we proclaim Christ is here. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. And tonight we join with Mary and Joseph, with our families, and we gather. And I trust this kind of experience and your life together as a family will be similar to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And you will be able to treasure each one and all the memories you have developed and are developing. And that you will ponder in your heart what God is doing, not only now, but into the future. And the second thing I would like to suggest is, we often think as Lutherans that we teach people faith. But I would like to suggest that faith is more caught than taught. And by being here tonight, we're catching. We're catching belief. We're catching one another. We're catching relationships. We're catching an awareness of the significance of you and this community gathered. Luther said that by ourselves we cannot believe that Jesus is who he is. But Luther said the Holy Spirit calls us and gathers us just like we've been gathered tonight. And belief, faith, stems from that kind of an event. In a few minutes we'll take candles and we'll light them. And it's an awesome feeling to look out and see you holding your candle and singing Silent Night. But as we sang that last service, I couldn't help but look out the window. And you know, you can see out these windows. Right now I can see the neighbors watching television. I'm not sure what program it is, but I can see their television. People are watching us. People are watching you. People who live in a dark world in which there aren't many opportunities to treasure family. There aren't very many good things to ponder. But I can't help but think as we sing Silent Night and this place becomes darkened, people driving down the road, if they look and they'll see us holding up our light, and if they're in a dark place in their life, I can't help but think God's Spirit will kind of draw them, maybe even at some point bring them to such a service. Or you might work with someone in that situation, and they will ask you, or you will get to tell them that you are a member of St. Andrew Lutheran Church, and you enjoy going to Christmas Eve service, and have the opportunity to invite them to come with you, especially if they're alone and in a dark place. You can share a meal, share a word, share a caring conversation with them. Ponder and treasure such future things in your life and the life that we share. So today we affirm what God has done in Bethlehem and in the birth of Jesus. And we make ourselves available to other people to invite them into what we experience. God bless your family. God bless parents, mom and dad and children. And let us nurture the little ones as they grow and face a world in which, although there is darkness, the light shines. And the light is never put out because of what Jesus did. God bless you. Thank you for letting me be in this congregation for a short period of time. May God continue to bless you and bring all good things to you. Amen.
on this night as heaven and earth rejoice. Let us pray for the church, the world, and all of God's creation. Gracious God, you come from heaven above into the midst of our world. Fill our hearts with the joy of the angels at your birth. Lord, in your mercy, you come from heaven above into the midst of creation. Grant wisdom and courage for the leaders of all nations, that we might cultivate peace on earth and goodwill for all people. Lord, in your mercy, you come from heaven above to the lowliest of human conditions. Watch over those in need, the sick, the hungry, the lonely, the grieving. Lord, in your mercy, you come from heaven above to walk the way of the cross. Guide us to follow your path of forgiveness, mercy, and peace. Lord, in your mercy, you come from heaven above to become flesh and live among us. Like those who have died in your love, may our lives bring forth praise for you until we see you face to face in your glory, full of grace and truth. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share Christ's peace with one another.
Please stand. Let us pray. Holy God, your beauty shines forth from the manger, and your love flows from the cross. As you gather us around the signs of your love, come among us. Warm us to extend your care among the hungry and all in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Please join me in our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come to the table where Christ meets you. Eat, rejoice, and be glad. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Thank you. Please stand and let us pray. God of wonder, in Jesus we behold the light of the world come near. As you have come among us now, send us out in joy, hastening to share the good news of your love. We ask this in the name of Jesus, through the Spirit dwelling among us now and forever. Amen. God the Creator, who delights in you, Jesus, the Savior, who was born for you, and the life-giving Spirit who shines on you, bless you and keep you in hope and peace. Amen.
You may be seated. As we begin to share the light, we would invite the unlit candle to dip to receive light. Let this time be a holy time that reminds you of the way God's light comes to you. Come, Lord, and bring us your peace. Bring us hope. Bring us light. Bring us life and love. Help us to share these things as we leave this place. May your light accompany us to show the way. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Let us stand and sing our final song together.
Permission to podcast the music in this service obtained from one license with license number A703757. For more information about St. Andrew Lutheran Church, please visit our website at www.salc-wausau.org. Thank you for listening and God's blessing be with you.